Hello there, people stack friends. Hello there, people stack tribe. Welcome back to the relaunch of the People Stack podcast. And on this episode, I'm going to be talking about next level prosperity for technical managers. So you're going to want to grab your pen and your journal for this one to capture. Because I'm going to be talking about what that means, what's available, the level of prosperity that's available to you as a technical manager, how to get it, and also how to get it without feeling like a Scrooge, feeling like a miser. So grab your pen, grab your journal, and stay tuned. Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, everyone. I am so pleased. I am so grateful to be relaunching this podcast now that we are getting a bit more settled into our lives on Maui. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, I'm going to give you a quick view. It's a little bit backlit, so I apologize for that in advance, but here, perfect timing, an ambulance is going by right now. Now you can see this is my view, and what's backlit there is the Pacific Ocean and the West Maui Mountains. So we actually do have some great videos on our YouTube channel where we have some nice views of Maui for those of you who are wanting some Maui sweetness and some gorgeous tropical views. We can see that on the YouTube channel. So it is great to be back. Rob and I have concluded our cross-country road trip, and we are now settled in our new home on Maui. Well, mostly settled. Those of you who are watching on YouTube are also seeing a pretty bare-looking office right now. It will be filled with lots of gen-type things very, very soon. And as we are settling into our new life and as we are continuing to find the next level for the People Stack and helping technical managers and technical leaders like you to upgrade your careers and find your next level, I wanted to talk about next level prosperity. What is possible as a technical manager? And how do you achieve that next level prosperity without feeling like a money grubbing, you know what, you know, without feeling like a miser, without feeling like someone who is just in it for the money? Because I know that, you know, myself included, for those of us who live somewhat prosperous lives and want to live even more prosperous lives, it's not about being surrounded by oodles of money, and we know we deserve it too. So it's that delicate balance between I enjoy the journey of it, I enjoy the creation of it, and I am very grateful when those large pools of money arrive. And I am also very grateful about the inevitable ebb and flow of it as well. And so I wanted to talk about this because it's a topic that money, prosperity, abundance, call it what you will, is a topic that comes up often among our clients and our circles of friends. and loved ones who are at a place in their lives, like many of you are, where you have achieved some level of success in life, including financial success, and you know there's more, and you want it to be more sustainable, you want it to be more stable, and you're just not sure what might be possible. And there's also a lot of talk about, you know, whether you're talking about on social media or in the news. I actually myself don't watch the news all that much, or just, you know, doom scroll on social media all that much. But my head's not in the sand. I know what people say. And I know what some people are talking about, particularly right now as I'm recording this in October of 2022, about the economy and how it's going to crash, and about how people are losing money left and right. You know, so there's always the topic du jour around money and the economy and what's going to happen, and you know it's the end of the world kind of stuff, right? And then there's the more perennial topics of, well, how much can I really earn, particularly as a technical leader, as someone who works in tech, for tech, as a techie, what actually is possible? And there's many people who we've spoken with who do not believe that it is possible to earn even more than $150K a year in tech. Where a lot of people are, you know, for whatever reason, stuck in that scarcity of, nope, there's no way that I'm ever going to break into, even we've talked to some folks and there's no way that I'm ever going to break into six figures. I'm never going to earn any more than, you know, $150K a year, $200K a year. Oh my goodness, that's just not possible, because my friends tell me so, my colleagues tell me so, I don't see any evidence of it. And so it's really interesting, because we take on the beliefs of usually the five-ish or so people that we surround ourselves the most with. So for those of you who are technical managers right now, who are earning 300, 400, half a million a year or more in tech, as a technical leader, as a technical manager or director or VP or CTO, or as a high-level luminary, right? As a high-level, you know, software engineer, like a principal engineer kinds of positions, all of you know that it is entirely possible because you've done it. You know, it's kind of like saying there's no such thing as a black sheep. There's no such thing as a black sheep when you yourself are a black sheep. Now, I'm not saying that earning more than 200 or 300 a year as a technical leader is like that rare, because it's actually not. And we know that it's not rare. We know that's not only possible, that it's also probable, especially for those of you who are listening right now, because you're listening right now because you are a technical leader who wants more prosperity in your life, wants more joy in your life, wants more gratitude in your life, wants more fun and fulfillment in your life. You want it. You have that desire for it. Some people don't. And so that's what is drawing you to listen to the PeopleStack stuff. It's what's drawing you to listen and or watch this right now. So I want you to know that I get it. Like, I get that there is that chatter out there that it's not even possible to earn you like more than, you know, six figures or 150. And, you know, I particularly hear that from folks in IT who might identify themselves as being in IT, like information technology area, versus like tech and software. You know, that's one particular area where we hear it a lot. No, 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 I'm in IT. Yeah, I'm not a software engineer, so that's why. But that's just another belief that is not necessarily true, because we know people, and I know that there's people who are listening right now, and you may be one of them, who are in IT, you know, either as, you know, a VP of information technology or a CIO, or something along those lines, that are not, it's not necessarily software, it's more hardware related, or it might be more, or that it's not software, it might be more data analytics, or it might be more around information security or things like that. We have clients who are in all of those realms of tech who are earning more than 200K a year. And they're not in San Francisco, and they're not in New York. And I want to make that clear as well. That's another one that we hear a lot too. Well, oh yeah, then I'm going to have to move to San Francisco, or I'm going to have to move to New York, or one of the other high tech hub areas. Boston is another one of them. I'm going to have to do that in order to earn that. And then, okay, I'll be making 200K a year in San Francisco or in the Bay Area. And then where am I going to live? In a cardboard box? Because that ain't going to pay the rent. And, you know, it's also, it's similar in Hawaii, right? We actually do have some clients who live in Hawaii. And it's not because we live in Hawaii. It's just fun stories that maybe I'll tell another time. It was complete coincidence, but not really. So that was actually kind of fun. But like, if you're living in a higher cost of living area, like the Bay Area, like Hawaii, or like the New York metropolitan area or the Boston area or one of the other ones, it's like, okay, yeah, 200K a year, that's just enough, you know, to get by in terms of paying rent, paying mortgage, because particularly the cost of housing, right? So yes, you're going to get paid more in a higher cost of living area, but it's not about those external circumstances. It's not about that. It's not about where you're from. It's not about the sector of the tech industry that you're in. It's not about where you live. Any technical leader who wants to level up, who has that desire, who has that hunger for more, can absolutely get more. And we have receipts to prove it. In other words, we wouldn't have a successful business that we've been running for 7-ish, depending on how you count, years now, we wouldn't still be thriving. We wouldn't be thriving even more over the years. We wouldn't have a business if what I was saying wasn't true. Beyond the, you know, the three-dimensional reality proof of I have the receipts that it's possible with the right tools and the right systems and the right support. Beyond that, I knew that for many of you listening right now, you feel that truth. Like your intuition is speaking to you and it's telling you, I know I can be doing more. Like no matter where you're at, like even if you're already earning $500,000 a year as a technical leader, in a higher level leadership position or a higher level individual contributor position. Leadership is everywhere, by the way. You don't have to have the word, you know, manager or director or VP or the letter C in front of your job title in order to be earning 500K a year or more as a technical leader. Because leadership is everywhere, right? There are, for example, principal engineers who are paid 500K a year or more because of their leadership within being an individual contributor, within being a software engineer, for example. But again, it's not just the software engineers. It's the other folks as well. It's the data engineers. It's the hardware engineers. It's the people who love the craft of it and getting your hands dirty, so to speak, in the designing and the growing and the building of the thing, whether it's software or something physical or, you know, spreadsheets and data sets and in analysis or whatever it might be. And then and that's awesome. And that's leadership. And you deserve to get paid for the immense, the extraordinary value that you're adding. And then there's some of us who love the craft of it. For us is around the leadership, is around inspiring others and building teams and coaching others to their greatness. And yes, that is pretty doggone valuable as well. We're all leaders. If you're listening to this right now, you're a leader because you've decided to take the time on your morning commute, on your evening commute, after you got home to listen to this podcast. You know, as you're chilling out for the evening or wherever it is that you're listening to this, you decided to take the time for yourself to say, how can I achieve the next level of prosperity for myself and my family? I want that. I want that. That's interesting to me. That's intriguing to me. I want to listen. And simply by being here and listening or watching, you're a leader. You're a leader. Because most people, I don't want to say most people, but a lot of people wouldn't want to do that. They're repelled by the stuff that we share at the People Stack, either because they're not ready for it yet, or because they're not in tech, right? Or because they're simply not interested for whatever reason in prosperity, because they don't think ever is it possible to have a tremendous and extraordinary, a ludicrous amount of prosperity without feeling so down on themselves that they, you know what, I'd just rather not do it. You know, the whole mindset and belief set around the millionaires and the billionaires are other people, right? And they're evil. The whole idea of around prosperity corrupts. Power corrupts. Oh, no. That's too much power. That's too much money. It's going to corrupt me. Because I take a look at those people over there that are earning all of this money, and I will never do that because I never want to be corrupt. I get it that there's people who have those beliefs, and we're not for them. We're not for them. We're for you if maybe at one point you did believe that, or maybe you do. There's a part of you that maybe believes that a little bit, but you know that there's an alternate way of believing about prosperity. And that's actually the first thing. Like, how do you achieve the next level of prosperity? So what is the next level of prosperity that I'm talking about? It's wherever you're at right now in terms of your income. The income that you're generating, wherever you're at right now, it's 20% more, it's 50% more, it's 100% more. Double it, triple it. That is possible for you. And again, I'm going to say it is probable because you're listening right now. So that's the next level of prosperity that we're talking about. And then, it's not just about the money, because money just sitting there does nothing. It's like dead energy. We're not talking about that. We're talking about then using that prosperity, using that money intentionally to create the life of your dreams. To create the life of your dreams for yourself. To create the life of your dreams for your family. That's what we're talking about. The how you get there, the number one thing is shifting the way you think about money and prosperity and abundance and any of the related terms that might come up in a word cloud around prosperity and abundance and money. Because if you believe that, for example, too much money corrupts, then there's no way that you're going to earn more. Because you're energetically blocking yourself from earning it. You're basically telling the universe, you're giving the universe mixed messages, because you may be saying, at one point, I do want more money. I do value that. It is something that I want / need. But then at the same time, or even at a different time, you're sending a completely different juxtaposed message that's saying money corrupts. Look at those people over there. They have so much money. They're evil. You can't be believing both of those things at the same time and be at a place where you are going to be energetically clean and clearly sending the best message to the ultimate power, to the ultimate power source, to the universe, God, the all of the all, to everything, to the force that you, what you actually want. Because you're basically saying, I want it and I don't. I want it and I don't. I want it and I don't. And the universe is here to conspire for our success. It is. It really is. Lean into that truth. That infinite intelligence, God, the divine, Mother Nature is conspiring for our success. All I'm saying is stop sending mixed signals. Because when you're sending mixed signals, then it's like, what do you want me to help you create? Do you want more money or do you not? I'm a little bit confused. Because you seem to think that money is bad. You seem to think that it's corrupt. You seem to get nervous when you receive large chunks of money. So, you know what? Maybe it's better to not receive it. So check in. Check in on your own beliefs around money and your capability to attract it, your capability to allow it in. And this isn't just about money. No. I know that those of you who are really following along here, capturing the notes and pausing when you can, and like, oh, wow, this is awesome. You know that I'm not just talking about money here. I'm talking about energy. I'm talking about the energy of abundance and prosperity. Because that's how you bring more of it into your life. It's how you've brought, whether intentionally or not, it's how you've brought the money into your life that you have right now. The prosperity, really. The abundant energy that you've brought into your life right now is, whether you did it intentionally or unintentionally, you did it through that energetic feeling of, I deserve it. Give me more. Let's do this. Come to me. I desire this money. Yes, 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 yes. And I deserve it. And I'm going to share it with everyone. And ooh, and this is so luscious and wonderful and delicious. Yay. Whee! It's that energy. And so that's what you want more of in your life. If you want to earn more money, have more fun. If you want to earn more money, have more sex. If you want to earn more money, do things that delight the F out of you. Because that's how you tap into the energy of abundance, of prosperity. And that's how you send the cleanest and the clearest signal possible that, yeah, that is what I want. And then for some of you, what might be coming up too is that it feels bad to want something. That's like at its most primal level, what may be coming up. It doesn't feel right to want. And to that I say, how's that belief working out for you? So in other words, how does that belief feel? I can't want something that feels bad. It's wrong to want. Desire is evil. How does that feel? It's off, isn't it? It doesn't feel as good as I am human. I desire things and I have a right to desire things. That's expansive. That's leaning in to the highest level of who you are and who you will become. It all starts with desire. Everything that you have created and is in your life right now, intentionally or not, came into your life through desire first. And so all I'm saying is, hey, let's do this more intentionally. Let's desire intentionally. Let's desire fully. Let's desire more in a more wise way, in a more intelligent way. Let's desire in a way that is going to create the things that we actually want in our lives, as opposed to the things that we don't want. And remember, you're not in it alone. You're not in it alone. And I'm not just talking about your friends and family, and they are important. If you want a more prosperous life, it starts with you. It starts with your own beliefs and doing everything that you can to map those beliefs, to really get to the truth of what is my current grid? What is my current set and programmed beliefs that I have within me? And even more, what is my current operating system within me? What is the structure of that? In other words, what are the core beliefs? What are the meta beliefs that are driving my inner programs, which are therefore driving all of my beliefs, and therefore driving all of my actions, and therefore driving all of my results? You gotta be able to get to the inners. You gotta pop the hood. You gotta get one of those little screwdrivers and open up that computer, man, and take a look at what's inside of the inner computer of you. What is that grid, that system of beliefs that you have built, and which ones are serving you and which ones aren't? So that's number one. It does start with you. Number two is then it's, I'm not in this alone. I am loved unconditionally. Yes, by my family, by my friends, and also by my ultimate source of power. Whether you call that ultimate source of power God, or the universe, or the force, or infinite intelligence, or Mother Nature, whatever it is. If you want more prosperity and sustainable prosperity in your life, not just the, oh my God, I won the lotto, what do I do with it now? Well, that was a fun accident. Would that ever happen again? No, 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 I'm talking about sustainable, repeatable, magical prosperity. From a place of good. It's for the good of you and it's for the good of all. If that's what you want, you have to be able to connect to your ultimate power source. Otherwise, you're going to burn yourself out and it's not going to be sustainable. So that's what prosperity looks like, feels like. And it's how you begin to shift who you are and who you're connected to so that you can bring that prosperity in. It's not about tactics or strategies. Now, certainly we cover tactics and strategies with our clients, with our high-end clients, and we give them step-by-step systems. We give them a map of their journey. We give them a sense of, here's the steps you're gonna follow, and we custom tailor it so that they can make it their own. Because we're not here to dictate what you should and shouldn't do. We do have proven systems and strategies, very overarching, very flexible, and very solid, that then get morphed by each client, and we guide them to do that, to make it their own. So yes, systems and strategies and tactics are important here. And for a lot of you, that's what you're feeling like, or at least your brain is feeling like you're missing. Like, how do I break into the 300, 400, 500K a year? Like, how do I get that promotion? How do I earn even more? How do I add so much value without burning myself out? So the tactics are important, but before you implement those tactics, there has to be a shift within you and a connection to your ultimate power source that has to come first. It's what we talk about first with all of the clients that we work with. And then we get to what are your strategies? What are the steps you're going to follow? And again, it's not from a, we're going to dictate this to you. It's from a, what is true for you? But in order to figure out the how, you first have to figure out you. And you have to dial in yourself. You have to make sure that you're going to energetically be a match for whatever it is that you want. It's why, by the way, most lottery winners go bankrupt. Bankrupt. Not just lose lottery money. Nah, they lose it all because they did not condition their whole being to attract that level and to be in sync with that level of abundance. All right, here's $15 million. Holy shit. What the fuck do I do with this? There may be that initial, oh, this is cool. I have all this money. Da-da-da-da-da. Right. But that's like the ego talking. That's like the, ooh, it's new and it's fun. And oh, this is cool. But then there comes to a point, this isn't real. This isn't me. What the hell? And again, either intentionally or unintentionally, they sabotage the whole thing. And that's obviously not what we want to happen to any of you. So it starts with you aligning yourself internally first to be a strong, solid, grounded, connected embodiment of that of which you want. And then it's like, here's what I want. And then it's like, how do we go get it? And what are the steps? It's why many of you have failed to get what you want because you haven't started with you and the energetics of you first. So that is next level prosperity for technical managers. And I know that for a lot of you, this is resonating really deeply. So if it is, I encourage you to book a call with my team, thepeoplestack.com/book. And we'll have a great conversation with you about what you want and where you want to go. And if you end up being a fit, we'll invite you in and we'll talk about what that would look like to work together. So prosperity, my friends, prosperity, you all deserve it. You all deserve even more prosperity than you have right now. Lean into that. Lean into that. Have fun with it. Like, it's like, it's almost like this orgasmic feeling of, holy cow, I can have even more. This is amazing. Lean into that. And that's how you create it. And that's how you keep moving forward. So yes, I'm telling you to have more fun. Have more fun, my friends. All right. Cheers and aloha. Until next time. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.